Pete, Matt and Kimber.
You've been hearing us talk about youth homelessness and family domestic violence and how very good friends of ours at Vinnie's are running a donation campaign to help these people out. And there are more and more of them every single day. We're joined now by the state president of St. Vinnie's, David Kennedy. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is something that we've been talking about for years, that the homelessness, and I think that the last 2 years in particular have maybe been an eye-opener for people to realise so many of us are very privileged, and at any point we can lose that, and we might be one paycheck away from living in our cars.
Yeah.
And so you're seeing this really rapidly increasing in the streets of Perth.
For sure, for sure. I think, Kimber, it's like the perfect storm, you know? You can blame the war in Ukraine. You can blame COVID. You can say, look at the economy, the inflation rate, interest rates are going up, cost of goods are going up, and it's sort of all combining to mortgage stress.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mortgage stress flows into, you know, I can't cope, substance abuse, domestic violence. I mean, we got the lot.
Yeah.
So it is a climbing, a steadily climbing thing.
Well, we were just talking about it. Anecdotally, we're seeing, you know, cars parked in car parks at the beach and, you know, people doing whatever they can to stay comfortable in this cold weather. Our young people, are you noticing a growth exponentially in the number of young people that are becoming homeless?
Look, the number of kids on the street is also a really bad thing. We have a fabulous part of our Vinnie's thing, which is called Passages. We've got one in Mandurah, we've got one in Perth, and they are specifically are for 12 to 20-odd-year-olds, and they go in and they can have computer, you know, they just get support from people, you know, and food and a shower. But unfortunately, at 4:30, they've got to leave. We don't have accommodation for kids.
Oh, so it's a drive some for during the day.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
And they don't want to go home.
No.
You know? And so we have that dilemma as well.
And seriously, are we talking 12-year-olds?
Yeah.
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 Who have got nowhere to go after that closes?
They might have a home, but they don't want to go
they
there.
They don't want to go
and
there.
And so many of them aren't safe.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Wow.
Terrible.
Mm.
Just reading that in May this year, the Vinnie's EA program helped 2,060 families. Now, that's a big number in itself, but the fact that it's a 25.6% increase from the month before. So that's not even like a year before or anything like that. The month before. Now, May was a couple of months ago now.
Yeah.
And in that time, and I mean, we're trying to find a house in this rental market. As it's ridiculous what you're at. And that's if you can even find one, because there's low to no stock out there. So how much is that increasing, like even since May, as we get into winter?
Yeah, well, it's just something we've got to cope with, and we're trying to just support people as best we can. And what we are, we're an emergency relief organisation, so that means that if you ring up our call centre on the day, that will go straight to a conference that's a group of our Vinnies that are in a particular area, and they will ring them and visit them on the day and provide them with food, assist with rent or pay some bills or clothing or furniture, that sort of thing. So we just continue to do that, and the calls are increasing. And I haven't monitored lately, but certainly our increases were, as you've said, a major increase in May to June. And we don't see it dissipating at all. We think it's going to continue to increase until such time. I mean, whether you're homeless or whether you're – I mean, the man in the street who wants a house, you know, the waiting list is – there's 33,000 people waiting for a home on the public list, you know.
Yeah.
So it's very, very difficult. And when you get your name on the list, you've got to wait and wait and wait. And it takes, in some cases, years.
Can I ask you, sorry, just to jump in on that, because, you know, we are lucky. I guess we get to question people like the Premier sometimes.
Mm.
And, you know, we'll bring up things like that, like funding for affordable housing. And we're always told, you know, the government is putting this amount of money, which always sounds like a lot.
Mm.
And I know that there's a finite funds. Are the government doing enough? Are they spending in the right spots?
Yes. I think, look, they're all very much aware.
Yeah.
And they don't want people on the street, and they want them housed. They want all those things too.
Sure.
So we think the allowances that are coming from the government this year will be higher than they were previously.
Mm.
But we still need the public support badly
yeah.
in order to cater for what we've got
yeah.
coming in.
Well, let's talk Tough Night Out, because this is a really great initiative to donate money where it counts, where we really need it, but also to a bit of fun in there as well for those who are going to have to do it tough and sleep on their balcony or out in, you know, in their car or doing a tough night to represent what it's like and what our youth are going through. But we can make it a bit tougher for them by donating extra.
Yeah, exactly.
And so is that just make it a bit more, if I donate $50, do I get to take away one of my mate's pillows?
Yeah.
You can sleep in the car, but the windows have to be open.
Yeah, is that how it works?
Someone bring in the air conditioner. I attended the CEO sleepout that was in June at the stadium. And, you know, we always pick June. Why don't we pick January or December when it's warm?
Yes.
It was freezing. Yes. You know?
And that's why.
That's
to
why.
To show you just show how hard it is to be
And that's what
homeless.
It is. And that's what it's all about. And we had all the CEOs out there to do their thing. And they raised a lot of money. And it was a fabulous course. One particular chap's done it for the 14 years that we've had it in process. So it's fantastic to get that sort of support. And, and it does bring in the money. And we need it. You know, we have Christmas appeals and winter appeals. We used to have the Shaker Can in September, but of course we don't do that now because a lot of people don't carry money.
No.
Yeah,
so,
no,
you know, we decided we need not do that. It was a pity because it was also an opportunity to showcase Vinnie's a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, good on you, mate.
Well, look, you guys are doing a wonderful job, but obviously all the help that can come in is much needed. So you can head to mix.com.au to donate. You can also head to Vinnie's websites to donate as well. But look, we're going to add a little something to this, a little sweetener, if you will. If you donate to Vinnie's, from now on, you'll also go into the draw to win a breakfast with us. So we're going to put on a breakfast, myself, Matt, Kimber. And if you donate to Vinnie's, then you'll go into the draw to win that breakfast, okay? So, yep.
Fantastic.
David Kennedy, thank you so much for joining us and all the best with what it is that you guys are doing. It, as you mentioned, it's only going to get worse. So as much support that is necessary needs to come in.
Thank you. And thank you to 94.5 for your support in this. Without your sort of help, you know, we struggle.
Our pleasure.
So thank you.
Yeah. Keep